29 states and the District of Columbia now have some form of legalized marijuana. In California, medical marijuana has helped clear the way for recreational usage, at least according to state law. This week on Techonomics, host Jason Middleton talks marijuana with a state regulator. That interview about getting everyone legal and licensed starts now.
Hello, welcome back, and thanks for listening again. As 2018 comes into view, there's a seismic shift coming for regulators, consumers, and cultivators, recreational marijuana. When California voters embraced the expansion of marijuana's role, they also expanded an industry into the billions when it comes to annual revenues and taxes. This week, we have two chats with Alex Traverso. He's the chief of communications at the Bureau of Medical Cannabis Regulation at the California Department of Consumer Affairs. He's also leading a team of regulators as they go around the state to collect public comments during a listening tour. Here's part two of my chat with Mr. Traverso. Okay, Alex, we've talked about local government a little bit, state government a lot. I guess it's time to ladder up and talk about the feds. Are you seeing anything coming down in 2018 that this industry and maybe your office has to be aware of or at least ready to address?
That's something that we keep an eye on to a degree. It's hard not to because you're seeing a lot of people who want to get into the industry who are sort of captivated by the fact that this is happening, look at it as an opportunity to capitalize on this new economy. And naturally, they're putting forth a lot of resources to get their business up and running. So they're concerned about every word that comes out of the federal government, whether it's just an offhand comment or anything specific. But we haven't really seen anything, you know, any real action or any real plan as it relates to cannabis coming from the federal government. So we're in a position where we've got a ton of work to do. We've got to keep our heads down and keep powering through so we meet our deadline. So, you know, until there's something substantial, we're going to keep moving forward with what we've got to do. And, you know, we'll pivot if we have to. I mean, it's not just the federal government. In our legislature here in California, at one point, there were 60 different pieces of legislation moving through the Capitol that involved cannabis and, wow, and made little tweaks to the regulatory process, to things in Prop 64, to things in the Medical Cannabis Regulation and Safety Act. So to say there's a degree of interest in this industry would be a gross understatement.
Right. I understand it because Attorney General Jeff Sessions did say that they were going to enforce certain things. And I don't know if that's gone into policy necessarily yet. He's got his mind on other things, it seems. At the same time, that has to rattle through your office and through your industry, just a mention of something out of Washington, right? I mean, your phone lines probably light up a little bit.
Absolutely. And we're a small operation here. I think at last count, we've got 12 to 15 full-time employees. And we try to get around the state and really meet with people and listen to people's concerns. And this comes up all the time. People are concerned. But I think when you've been in the industry as long as some of these folks have, I think there's always a level of concern. I think they're used to a certain degree of uncertainty and how things are going to run, if the federal government's going to crack down, if something's going to happen. So I think in a way, hopefully regulation will provide some level of comfort for them, right, to where there is a regulated market and they're involved and things are going smoothly and they do have some level of protection.
You know, Alex, I'll bet you get a little bit different input from Humboldt County than you do, say, from, you know, L.A. County or maybe Orange County, I imagine, as you go around the state. Because you mentioned people have been in the industry a long time, probably in it before it was an industry, especially Humboldt. I'm just saying. I'll leave that there. You don't need to comment on that.
No, that's a really interesting point because, like I had mentioned before, we're currently in the 45-day comment window for our proposed medical regulations, and we have four hearings set up around the state in different parts so we can get that feedback that we really need to for our regulations to tighten them up, to make them even more workable than they already are. And our first stop was in Eureka last week, and we're actually going to Los Angeles for a hearing tomorrow. So we are going from, you know, up in that Emerald Triangle area right down to Southern California. And I imagine that the feedback, and I'm prepared for an entirely different set of feedback from folks in Los Angeles than up in Eureka, where you have, it's much more cultivation focused. And down in Southern California, I would imagine we'd have a lot of feedback regarding our regulations for dispensaries and shops and things like that. So it's interesting to see that difference in the crowd and the difference in the feedback we get.
Right on. Before I have to let you go, Alex, let's just get transactional. What's this going to look like next year? Is it going to be as easy as going into a liquor store and showing your identification? How does that transaction at that moment happen?
Well, I think what we're going to see, you know, at least initially, I think the first 6 months is going to be pretty telling. I think what we're going to see is a lot of the shops you know, just to use dispensaries as an example, a lot of the shops that are already up and running and are in compliance are going to probably have the easiest time getting the state licensing taken care of because they're already in good standing in their local community. They've got their license there to do business. They're up and running. They already have a shop. Their business is basically in place. They may have to fine-tune a couple things and change some of the products that are on their shelves, but for the most part, if you're established and you're already up and running, licensing shouldn't be too much of an issue. So you're going to see those same shops that are already operating medically potentially having that recreational side of things as well. So it'll still be primarily, you walk into a specific dispensary. You mentioned a liquor store. That's probably never going to happen you walk into the liquor store and find cannabis. But yeah, the shops that are established now, you're going to just be able, you know, people off the who aren't medical patients will be able to walk in and purchase a certain amount, and that'll be different than what a medical patient would be able to purchase.
Well, not that it's equitable, and I may cut this out, but when I lived in New Orleans, you could walk into a liquor store and buy a gun at the same time. There was one store on Claiborne Avenue. Sometimes you don't know what liquor stores are going to put next to their counters. So.
Yeah, that's a little shocking.
It was very disturbing. I moved out of the neighborhood. Last question for real this time, Alex. Okay, so are you seeing anything, maybe a common challenge or a common error that's happening with applicants as you go around? Is there a tip you might want to give somebody thinking about getting in the industry that might smooth their way through?
Yeah, I think the biggest piece of advice, and, you know, the Bureau is not in necessarily advice-giving mode. You know, we don't really advise people on how to do business. But the biggest tip we can give if we were doing that is to really, just to backtrack, I think after November when Prop 64 passed, there was a lot of interest with people saying, hey, how do I start up a dispensary? How would I open a shop? And the first step is to go to your local government and familiarize yourself with what the rules and regulations are. If your city or county already has an ordinance in place, then familiarize yourself with that, because that's really the first step. There is local control in this, where local cities and counties, they're the first step. If you're in good standing there, the state regulations are going to be kind of the baseline, and local governments can choose to be more restrictive as they see fit. So we tell people to really start at home first and see what's applicable, because if your county has a ban, for instance, you can't come to the state and say, hey, I want to be licensed in my county to have a shop. If it's banned, then there's nothing the state can do. You can't get a license in that county. So local control, local ordinances, familiarize yourself with that first, and then come see us in January.
I think it's a very interesting story, and I like to keep it moving.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, I mean, there's so much happening now. The next few months are going to be really interesting, because as we get into the fall, not only will we have those adult use regulations sort of ready to go and in place, then we're going to start, we'll have our licensing system up, we'll start accepting applications, because, you know, January 2nd, we have to be issuing licenses. We can't, you know, we'll still be accepting applications, obviously, but people who are out in front and who have their business already established and want to get that license first are going to be ready to send in their applications as soon as possible. So in the fall, there's going to be a lot of things happening at once, and business is really going to pick up. We're going to hire probably 100 new people. We're going to move to a new office. I mean, all this stuff is hitting all at the same time. So pretty chaotic here, and certainly lots of changes on the horizon.
Yeah, man. Let's do a pulse check with you in about 5 months. Is that cool?
I'd love to.
All right, man. Alex, thank you. And like I said, safe travels.
Thank you. We'll talk soon.
That was Alex Traverso, Chief of Communications at the Bureau of Medical Cannabis Regulation at the California Department of Consumer Affairs. There are so many facets and angles to this marijuana story. We just could not broadcast all of them, but we did get them all onto the podcasts. So go to KGORadio.com/Techonomics or search Techonomics on Stitcher and iTunes if you need further information. And that's going to do it for this week's show. If the topic of marijuana's emerging economy is compelling to you, please keep our podcast links handy for reference purposes. If you're interested in getting licensed, if you're a cultivator and are maybe considering opening a dispensary, or if you're looking for a market opportunity or a new product to launch, we have 4 segments worth your while. You can also find us at facebook.com/Techonomics Radio, not just for the tunes we choose each week, but also for our other posts throughout the week. For executive producer Mike Anthony and producer Liana Wilcox, my name is Jason Middleton. This has been Techonomics. Have great weeks, everybody.